It is 12:20 of the KRS, the voice of Lake County, the weekend show. I'm John Hibber. Joining me here is John Guy.
Good afternoon. Or is it good evening?
It's good evening.
It's good evening.
Well, about 5:07, so we could stay.
Good after evening.
These guys, Boomba Stang, great band.
One of my favorites.
They are playing at the Rave up in Milwaukee on the 21st. So the weekend show, basically, a brand new thing we're starting today, on every Saturday between 5 and 6. Basically, it's a way to...
It's an outlet.
Yeah, it's a way to promote local entertainment. Everything from music to actors to local movies. So if you want to be a part of the show, you can always call us, 244-1220. You can go to the website, KRS.com. And our first guest, I'm excited, guys, welcome to the show. We have 10 with strangers. We have Jake and Tiny. Is it Tiny?
It is Tiny.
No,
it is
Tiny. And Tiny you are. So, why don't you guys, what do you guys do in the band, Jake? What do you do?
I am one of the guitar players, and I actually started the band.
Okay, and Tiny, what do you do?
I am a bass player.
The bass player extraordinaire.
The bass player.
Okay, cool. So, why don't you tell us, guys, what have you been up to?
I had a big show last night at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine.
Okay.
It went really well. It was very cool.
Rumor has it one of the best.
Yeah, people said one of the best shows we've ever had. Great response from people who never saw us. Really, things are moving for us in a positive direction.
Good, good. Going well. Now, they opened up a new place during Nellis, didn't they?
They opened up a new place about a year ago.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's like the biggest place in the suburbs now.
Nice. Now, how was the crowd? Were they into it and everything?
Oh, yeah. It was very good. Yeah.
Cool. A lot of local bands are trying to get out there. And there's that saying where without a draw, you can't play. But you can't play to get a draw. So
right.
How do you guys solve that problem? Like, how do you guys get your draw to get out there?
Well, that's very true. Really, as far as the clubs go, if you're a band and you want to get in there, all they care about is your draw.
Exactly.
That's what they're going to look at.
All right. Both phone call here, 244-1220. Demi KRS, you're on the air.
This is Diane.
Diane, how you doing?
Good.
Welcome to the weekend show.
You see how informative this show is just right off the bat?
Yes.
Right off the beginning.
What's your favorite kind of music, Diane?
What do you like? No.
Really?
All right.
What's your favorite band?
Ten with Strangers, right?
You like that?
There you go.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Were you at the show last night?
No, I missed it.
You were in the mosh pit, weren't you? Yeah? Okay. Okay. Hey, Diane,
okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh,
where are you calling from?
Wattsworth.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Diane.
Okay.
Bye. Now, how do you guys work on your draw?
To start off with, the best way to get out is you just got to ask everyone you know to come out and support you when you first start. Now, you can get 50, 75 people out there in a local club, and they're going to have you back. That's
right.
Really the key. You come out there with 10 people, you're probably going to have a hard time getting us back.
Right, exactly.
That's bottom line.
Now, how do you guys start, though, with getting your friends to go out there?
You beg, you plead, threaten.
Bribing works really well.
Bribing, that's very good.
Yeah. And you know, it should be said that they do network real well with emails and the websites.
Yes.
Everything seems to be, like, up to date. I'm on their mailing list.
Oh,
their stuff actually doesn't go into my junk folder for my email.
That's
so
good. That's good.
But seriously,
we are not spam.
They are not spam. A non-spam band, folks.
We're not selling Viagra.
That's good.
At least not yet.
There you go. They're really good about keeping the website up to date. And I think for independent artists and especially beginning bands and stuff, networking is important. And keeping all of your stuff up to date is really important. Where you're going to play, what the cover charge is, if it's an all-ages show, so on and so forth. And they do that really well.
Now, when you got the show at Nelly's, how long did it take you guys to get your entry from the door there? How many times did you guys call the club owner? Because I know that's a big thing, too, when I get a lot of bands from, you know, we try to send our stuff to a place like Cubby Bear, a place like Austin's, and they get so many packages every day from bands that want the same thing you guys do, but they never get listened to. How many times did you guys actually get there to, you know, to make that happen?
Well, it's a slightly different situation when you're just starting out, or we've been around for about a year and a half now. So
right.
We're working with a very well-known booking company in the Chicagoland.
Where are they
called? United Talent.
Yeah, Joey DeMarco.
Joey DeMarco.
I know him. Good guy.
I talk to him all the time.
Good stuff, yeah.
So he pretty much is the one getting us into the venues now. When we started out, really the same thing as when you asked about getting our friends to go. It was the same thing. I went in and just pretty much just pleaded the owner, it was the old Dirty Nose at that time.
Right.
Let us have a shot. I promised him we'd bring people.
That's not a shot of whiskey either.
So, yeah, but
you're right.
If you can get in with a booking company, that's the best way to go because they'll be able to get you into the bigger clubs.
Awesome.
If not, start with a smaller club and just keep following up. Just
cool.
Keep pressuring them.
Cool. We'll play a little, maybe like a 20-second blurb of this thing. And if you like it, call us up, 244-1220. It is the voice of Lake County, 1220 to be here. Yes. Yeah. listening to an excerpt from Temple Strangers. Good song, guys.
Thank you.
It's catchy. I like it. It makes you think about world events and issues and things like that. It's good. Temple Strangers, you guys are...
I'm here to change the world.
You guys are based out of where?
Well, we started in the suburbs, but we kind of live all throughout Chicagoland and come together wherever we need to for the shows. So.
Okay. So where do you guys practice?
Chicago.
What do you guys got coming up? Any shows booked in the future?
It's January 14th, right?
January 14th at Chicago City Limits in Schaumburg.
Oh, nice place, man.
Yeah, we play there a lot, all the time. Good. Big crowds there, so we hope a lot of people come out and see us again.
And it's our website. People can...
Yes, tenwithstrangers.com. You can either spell T-E-N or you can just put the number 10 with strangers.com.
So check
for the people. So we try and be flexible here. We give you choices.
Right. Good. See?
And there's plenty of pictures of me, you know,
like doing like the splits in the air and bass.
You know, doing the David Lee Roth Hurricane.
Yes. Nice. How does playing all original songs affect your draw?
Oh, it affects the draw a lot.
Yeah.
Especially out here in the suburbs, it's a lot harder to draw as an original band.
Sure.
And as far as picking the songs go, sometimes we do that just based upon where we're playing and who we're playing with.
Nice. Okay.
You guys kind of have ideas of the area that you're going to play in and what songs might be best for those areas?
That's right.
How it works?
Cool. Well, considering this is our first CD, we basically only have about 10 songs, so we're going to play out with all of them.
So it's a dartboard. You throw darts at it. Okay, tomorrow's show's going to consist of...
We have about 45 tracks, but our producer is going to record them all, so what band is going to you guys influence?
Well, you know, it's funny because all five of us have such different influences.
That is pretty funny.
Oh, hey!
Where's that kid laughter button?
No band has ever said that before.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Right.
I mean, I grew up on Buddy Guy and Muddy Waters.
Cool.
And then Peter Boyle and Led Zeppelin.
Nice.
But we've got Jake here who's grown up on listening to Def Leppard and, you know, Mutt Lang and stuff like that.
Any Sticks involved with that?
The end of their careers, maybe, yeah.
That's not a
personal thing. I guess their career's still going, but when they were very popular.
Yes, I got your CD here. It's infectious. If you guys, do you have any copies laying around we can get out here?
Sure, yeah, I got a few copies here.
Okay, call number 5 right now, 847-244-1220. Call us, I'll give you a free copy of Tim with Strangers, Infectious. This CD is really good. I like that.
Thank you. Well, I mean, it's mainstream rock, we think. You know,
right.
We like to have hooks in there.
So 244-1220, give us a call, give you a free CD of Infectious.
Yeah, we started the recording process. I kind of had these songs that I had written and wanted to get a band together.
Mm-hmm.
These were early on songs that were really not played anymore, but, you know, Tiny came on board. He was the first one to come on board with me, and then we got Shane, who was the lead singer.
Okay.
So at that point, we wanted to just go in and start recording some songs so we could... You know, try to convince some clubs to let us play some dates, you know, get some people interested in us.
Sure.
And it turns out that Shane is also a fantastic drummer.
John has a digital studio. It's all direct, all digital. You've also, I'm sure, recorded the old style when there's like 6,000 mics in the room and the drum sets mic'd. And now, what do you guys prefer, digitally or the old school?
Well, I personally actually prefer miking amplifiers.
Yes.
Because I used to be a studio musician for a short while with other bands.
Okay.
And just I like having the ambiance. I like doing some of the things like putting mics halfway across the room and having your amp. You know, stuff like that is personally what I like.
Right. But nowadays, and like, you know, there's so many bands out there that have like no money at all. You spend all this money on setting up the room. And then you have, like, 2 hours left to record.
And part of that is my studio was never meant to be a business. It was meant to be just a personal studio. John, you're familiar with.
Yes, I am.
When I used to run it out of the condo, and I opened it up in my townhouse and decided to bring in acts to try to generate a little bit of cash flow, and the clients just started coming in because of the convenience and because of the cost savings, you know, setup time and kind of things like that. My studio runs all digital, all direct. It uses the V drums. For the drummers to come in and like what Tiny was saying about the ambiance, it really does make a difference when you're recording. Nothing's better than a drum kit with the SM57 microphones hung around it, the guitar amps blaring, and you actually tracking that way. The way that we did this CD in particular, the convenience and the cost, it really made for some very, very, we were able to really carefully put things together since the whole band kind of formed during the recording process.
Mm-hmm.
It made it real easy.
I think we should mention, I don't know if we made it clear, but the entire CD was recorded at John's studio.
That's right.
And it was all done digital, and I'm a huge fan of digital.
Yeah.
We all have our different opinions on it.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, of the 10 songs on here, 6 of them have already been on major rock radio stations in Chicago,
awesome.
And they all tell us, you know, it sounds as good as anything they've got.
There's so many bands out there right now that want to make a great-sounding CD, that want to make a great-sounding demo, but they have little to no money. And even 10 years ago, the thought or idea of making a CD for under a couple $1,000s out of your house was unheard of. But nowadays, there's so many great avenues to take. So what is your advice for a band that wants to make a great-sounding demo, a great-sounding CD with little or no money?
I guess it depends on your budget, really. We were on a pretty tight budget, and we still are on a pretty tight budget. You know, we're not on a major label or anything. It's all coming out of our pockets.
Sure.
So to be able to do it the way we did it all digitally, was just fantastic. You know, when you work with someone who understands what they're doing as an engineer and as a producer, which John did, it really, you know, the product was outstanding. What do you think of it?
Well, I mean, I think the key to it is just patience. I mean, you've got to have the ability to sit down and actually work out your ideas and to be open-minded enough to accept, you know, different ways of doing the things you may have originally wanted.
And to get used to not feeling the amp hitting you in the chest and the kick drum of the drums hitting you in the chest.
Right.
You know, Tiny's remark is actually very valid in the fact that it is a totally different kind of a setup. And is it the preferred setup? Definitely not. But when it comes to budget, when it comes to the accuracy, and especially as the band develops through it, you don't have to worry about sound changes. You can really fine-tune your sound, actually just keep it consistent as the band starts to form during the recording of the disc.
Now, with a band starting out, though, that wants to get a good draw but doesn't know to do either covers or originals, what do you guys suggest them to do? Like, should they run the covers first or kind of get the front of the door to a place?
That's a really good question.
You know, or then do their own stuff. You know, how do you guys feel about that one?
I think that's a very important question that a band needs to consider when they're first joining, because you almost have to choose. It may have been different a little a while ago, but at this point, you have cover bands and you have original bands.
Right.
If you want to make money and play every weekend and just have fun, you should probably be in a cover band, play songs everyone knows.
Sure.
If you want a career in music and want to try to be a rock star or whatever genre of music you're in,
right,
you have to struggle and write your own music and just push it and push it and push it and make people like it.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Do cover bands have originals? Or
Jimmy Fallon as well, I believe.
Okay.
That's great. Well, guys, thanks for coming in today, and thanks for... What do you guys want to do in the next 6 months?
The major thing we're doing right now is just trying to find a record label that will work with us and the one that we want to work with.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate goal. Put out a CD out there that will hopefully sell out, you know, millions of records.
Nice.
And just keep getting to people to come to the shows, you know, get on bigger shows.
Cool. And have you had any interest, like, with any independent labels or major labels or...
You know, we haven't really circulated the CD very much.
Okay.
This version of it just came out a few weeks ago.
Okay, great.
So we're planning on doing that soon. We've had, you know, a lot of interest from the local radio stations, obviously.
Awesome. Cool, cool.
So we think it'll be there eventually.
The McCarrys are on the air.
Hey, I want one of them CDs.
Okay, who's this?